Clark here to highlight a performer who achieved the kind of stardom, maybe legendary status, that's all the more impressive because he grew up in such average circumstances. He sang in a church choir as a youngster, did his military service, then he decided to try singing professionally. He was in Harvey Fuqua's group, the Moonglows, for a while before he went solo, and he was performing in a Detroit nightclub when he was spotted by Berry Gordy Jr., who signed him to his Tamla label, and that was where the young man grew into a very polished professional performer. It was the early days for both Motown and that young man, Marvin Gaye.
Well, it was a lot of fun. It was a good time for me to enter the business, and Motown was a good place to be because there was a family-type feeling there, and I liked that very much.
Marvin Gaye with one of his 18 top 10 pop singles, great one called I'll Be Doggone. Now, during Marvin's many years on the record charts and on the road, he electrified fans with his music. They responded by buying millions and millions of his records, and he always had a very special feeling for his audiences. And at a concert once, I asked him to, you know, analyze his audiences.
I think I have a different set of fans than most performers do, because I think I have a wide cross-section of fans. And thusly, you cannot get a real good reading, you know, because their allegiances begin to wander after a while because I'm so weird with my releases. But they still believe in me, and they appear to still love my music.
Chance you get, you seem to hurt me more and more. that things you do and say are designed to make me blue. It's a doggone shame my love for you makes all your lies seem true. If the truth makes love last longer, why do lies make my love stronger? Get my way. I know love can last 2 years, but how can love last 2 tears? Ain't that peculiar, baby?
More magic from Marvin Gaye, Ain't That Peculiar. All right, we're going to cut out of here for just a minute. When we come back, we'll hear a record that had a title which was a rock and roll combination of sorts. This song took only 5 hours to write and went all the way to number one on the music surveys, and you're going to hear it next on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Now, Helena, what do you call a car that has more passenger room than a Volvo 740 and a more powerful engine than a Honda Accord?
I call it my Volkswagen Passat.
Experience Farfignugen for yourself, folks. Drive a new Passat sedan or wagon, Volkswagen's roomiest car ever. With standard features like air conditioning and four-wheel disc brakes, you'll soon be singing its praises just like Ed and Helen here.
Farfignugen.
That'll be enough, Ed.
Excited about the school pageant.
Well, the tall guys got to be trees, but they made me a bluebird. So I have to flap around and twitter.
Well, keep eating right and taking those great-tasting Flintstones vitamins, and maybe next year you'll have grown into a tree.
Flintstones, complete with the vitamins and minerals kids need and the fun characters they love.
That's what I call complete.
10 million strong and growing.
Buenos dias, amigos in listenerland. No, you haven't punched the Spanish station. It's Martin Mall for TGI Friday's big Fiesta del Mancho. We've got Mexican dishes like beef or chicken fajitas and sour cream chicken enchiladas. Olé! And for a limited time at a participating Friday's, when you buy any two of them, you'll get a Mexican pizza for $1 more. A mucho muncho appetizer pizza with 9 different toppings. This is Martin Olé Mall for TGI Friday's, the American Bistro.
When I bite into a York peppermint pate, my goodness, I get the sensation. And when I take another bite, whoa, York peppermint pate, dark chocolate, cool mint. I'm feeling it, are you? Get the sensation.
Dick Clark joining you for more of our special artist profile of Tommy James and the Shondells. Now, the group had 2 number one singles during their time together, Crystal Blue Persuasion being one of them, and the other one was a psychedelic thing that took only 5 hours to write, and this is Tommy James to give you the story.
It really changed the complexion of everything we were doing. It got us into the real contemporary market that we wanted to be in. And as a result of that, the other hits, the Sweet Cherry Wines, the Crystal Blue Persuasion, Ball of Fire, all those songs that came after that, I don't believe would have happened if it had not been for Crimson and Clover. So indeed, it was a turning point.
There's a psychedelic record that shot straight to the top of the charts for Tommy James and the Shondells, Crimson and Clover. All right, let's break from the psychedelic thing here and keep it going with a record that had something in common with the song we just heard. It features a color in the title, like Crimson and Crimson and Clover. This is Diane Renee with Navy Blue.
Traveling around to see the whole wide world.
From Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, that was Diane Renee with Navy Blue. Now, the color that figures in this next hit isn't really a color at all scientifically. It's the absence of any reflected light. This is Los Bravos with their hit, Black is Black. Rock and roll from Los Bravos. The title of the song features a color kind of in it. That was Black is Black. All right, up next, we're going to talk about three movies by the King of Rock and Roll, and we'll hear a song that eventually went to the number one spot for a Los Angeles group coming up right around the corner here on Rock, Roll, and Remember.
Hi, Jim Summers for Value Right Pharmacies. I remember when my dad confessed he wasn't the tooth fairy, but as a member of the Molar Militia, his job was to police plaque. Well, Dad, participating Value Rights are doing you justice. Because right now, you can get adult or children's Oral-B toothbrushes in a variety of colors for just $1.99 each. Just look in your yellow pages for Value Right Pharmacies, where you'll always find great American values. Is there a Molar Militia? I'll bite.
Let's talk Farfignugan. What do you call a car that has more passenger room than a Volvo 740 and a more powerful engine than a Honda Accord?
Creighton Feeling.
Creighton Feeling. What does it feel like? Drive my Passat and you'll find out.
It is all in Farfignugan.
Drive a new Passat sedan or wagon. Volkswagen's roomiest cars ever. I mean, look at all this room. Oh, sorry, it's radio. In no time, you'll be talking a whole new language.
Clark here to take you on another trip in time to our profile year of 1967 when Elvis Presley stars in three movies, Clambake, Double Trouble, and Easy Come, Easy Go. And mind you, these three movies are all in the same year, this year, of 1967. Tommy Kirk stars in It's a Bikini World. Sonny and Cher are featured in a movie with the renowned actor George Saunders, of all people. That picture's called Good Times. A lot of rock stars showing up in the movies these days, but this next group seems to be sort of content to stick to the music charts for now. They've got the second biggest hit in the land during the third week in March of 1967, and it just might make it to the number one spot eventually. These are the Turtles with Happy Together.
Imagine me and you, I do. I think about you day and night. It's only right to think about the girl you love and hold her tight. So happy together. If I should call you up, invest a dime, and you say you belong to me, and ease my mind. Imagine how the world could be. So very fine, so happy together. Toss the dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. The dice, it had to be. The only one for me is you, and you for me. So happy together. So happy together. And how is the weather? So happy together. We're happy together. So happy together.
Boy, that is a song that's going to last a long, long time. That was the Turtles with a record that eventually went to number one, but it sat in the number two spot on the surveys during the third week in March of 1967, Happy Together. And we'll take another look at that profile here in the next hour of the show, and we'll pick up our special artist profile of Tommy James and the Shondells. We'll be talking with Leslie Gore and share a lot more great music together. You know what? These are the songs that make up the soundtrack of our lives, and you're going to hear some more wonderful music all on the way in the next hour of Rock, Roll, and Remember. Dick Clark here on the Unistar Radio Network.